Just fucking do the next thing. Stop worrying about the big picture. Stop worrying about the end goal. The end goal will take care of itself if you only focus on doing the next right thing. Just focus on doing the best you can today. Big or small, it doesn't matter. Do something. Some days you're crushing it. Some days you're barely making it out of bed. But every day that you're fortunate enough to wake up, do the best you can in that moment. The road to greatness is a very long journey, and it can feel overwhelming, not only once, but many times. Success is a journey, not a destination. Progress happens through the small steps we take each day, not by worrying about when we'll finally quote-unquote arrive. Constantly doubting and questioning ourselves when we'll get there, when we'll get what we want, that job, that perfect relationship, that guy or girl, that money, that house, that level of success, that level of status, that level of wealth, you name it. It's natural to think about the end goal, but when we think about it and get too attached, it's very easy to get impatient. It's counterproductive to agonize over when we'll reach our big goals. That tends to breed impatience, frustration, and inaction. And you know when we're impatient, we'll likely not get a desirable outcome. It's easy to get overwhelmed by huge goals. Feeling impatient makes us more likely to screw up or quit altogether. You may have heard this before. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. How do you conquer a big mountain? One step at a time. That's right. Your job is not trying to figure everything out, not trying to anticipate when your time will come. Your job is simply to focus on doing the next thing. What can you do today to help you get closer to your goals? Focus on achievable steps, not just the giant end goal. Success will take care of itself when we focus on doing what we need to do each day. Yes, we can't control the exact time when success will come. It could be 10 years, it could be 1 year, 1 month, 1 week, or even tomorrow. We don't know and we don't need to know. Stop wasting time and effort into anticipating your final moment. You and I, we will never know. Nobody knows except God or the universe. Think about it. No matter what you do or don't do, the amount of time you have on earth is decreasing daily. So why not use it to further your goals? In any case, time will fly by and it will just keep our attention on the next task. It will eventually add up to great accomplishments. Success happens along the way. When you consistently make those small moves, they accumulate into success. Although you can't control when you hit the big goal, you can't control your actions today. And that will determine your end goal. The reality is that we don't always feel motivated every time we wake up. Life is a roller coaster. Lives have ups and downs. There will be gray days and tough days. Some days we feel like we can conquer the world by completing many tasks and being very productive. Other days we wake up feeling low and just want to eat and watch movies all day. However, if we only put in the work when we're motivated, then it would take forever to achieve our dreams, or even worse, never. The key is to keep moving forward even when just a little bit. It's important to just focus on the next thing, as on the days we don't feel good, we can still take action without feeling overwhelmed. Even on the tough days, when we don't feel super motivated, taking one small step forward is still progress. You see, that's the benefit of doing the next thing. And oftentimes, when we accomplish a next task, big or small, our feelings will also change for the better. And that will create a momentum to get more things done. Motivation is fleeting. Discipline is key. Don't wait for motivation to strike. You won't feel on the top of the world every day. On those days, taking a small step is a huge victory. That tiny action builds momentum and improves how you feel. Bad days happen, but they're not an excuse to throw in the towel. Acknowledge the low and then take the next step anyway. I know you don't feel motivated every time you want to go to the gym. But guess what? You don't have to do an hour workout every time you go to the gym. Hey, if you don't feel like working out, just tell yourself you're gonna only do 10 minutes or even 5 minutes. And you will be surprised. Once you commit that 5 minutes, you will make another 10 minutes. And sooner or later, you realize that you have completed 30 minutes workout. The path to greatness is long, but every single step counts. Rather than being overwhelmed by how far you still have to go, choose to be empowered by the next achievable action ahead of you. Celebrate the small wins and know that each one is momentum propelling you forward. On the days when motivation is lacking, don't wait for inspiration to strike. Simply ask yourself, what is the next thing I can do? And take that step, however small. Commit to consistently doing the next right thing and have faith that those accumulated efforts will compound into monumental growth over time. By staying focused on the process rather than the end goal, you'll make steady progress when avoiding frustration and burnout. Embrace the journey, one step at a time, and watch as your dreams start materializing in front of your eyes. The road ahead is long, but you're unstoppable when you simply do the next thing. Stop agonizing about some far-off perfect future. Instead, be present and ask yourself, what's the next thing I can do right now, even a small thing that will get me closer to where I want to be? If you adapt this approach, you'll be amazed at where you can end up. My friend, the journey is long, and we can't always control when success will come. But remember, we can always control our actions. And if we can just focus on doing the next right thing each day, sooner or later, we will arrive. So let's do it together, shall we? Hey, thank you for supporting my channel. Don't forget to leave your boy good ratings and reviews. And until next time, never stop believing in yourself.